It's Monday, September 1st, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blaine.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week's episode's rather bland one. We're not really doing anything too important. Just the regular stuff.
Smack cam!
Ow.
Yeah. There's no camera there.
Fantastic. Okay, thanks. Thanks, guys.
Oh, leave them breathless.
This is an audio podcast.
I know.
They can definitely love seeing that. How you been, Blavin?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Stayed up way too late last night waiting for announcements about Magic's new set, and wow. I'm pretty sure that there was a massive time difference between me and the West Coast because I got stuff that they were posting at like 2 in the morning on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Or not Instagram, Twitter. And I should have known better. I should have slept. I mean, I need to sleep.
Yes. That's so. Other than that, you've been pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty sweet.
Anthony, you still having the busy life?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You like it?
It's kind of shady.
Okay.
It's kind of shitty.
Shady.
Why?
Shady.
Yeah, because. So okay, I'm working now. So the thing was on my total time for this week.
Yeah.
It was 39 hours and 55 minutes. It was 5 minutes off from legally full time, and I'm like, assholes.
Wow. Hello. I'm pretty sure for them, their full time is 37, isn't it? 37 and a half?
I think it was 40.
Really? Yeah. That's their on their contract? That's what it says?
I believe that's what I read. I don't remember seeing a 37. So it was 39 hours and 55 minutes. I'm like, whoa, what the hell?
That sucks.
Oh, man, if I was signing that contract, I wouldn't even know because all I click is agree.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, most jobs I worked at, it's always 37 and a half. Yeah. Or at least, yeah.
But I guess this is shift work because it was just back to school. So I guess that's why.
Oh, all right. So you're just extra busy because of the season, right?
Probably.
Now? Okay. Yeah.
But I saw that and I was like, God damn it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, okay. I don't know how to offer that one. Reduce taxes, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, cool. Well, that's just great. So, shall we move into the show?
Yeah.
Sure.
We open up this week's episode with Picks of the Week.
Blah, blah, blah.
Now, I could choose from either of you, but I'm going to choose myself like I always do.
Why would you choose anybody else, to be honest?
Yeah. Guys, a new video game was announced. Probably one of the craziest games I've heard in a while. It's called Pokken.
Some people say Pokken.
Pokken. You guys know what Pokken Pokken is?
Oh my god, is this that arcade Pokemon game?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
It's by the makers of the Tekken Team, Namco Bandai.
So, like, can I do Tekken combos with Pokemons?
Yeah.
Yeah,
really?
Much.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
It's basically a select few Pokemon in the Tekken engine.
What?
Yes. So it's not like a crossover game.
Is this just a limited thing, or is this full on?
Well, so Japanese arcades, which basically means in about a couple of years we'll see a home release.
What's up, folks?
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa.
Sorry, I'm just. Oh, fuck me. Sorry. Okay, go.
Jeez.
I know. What?
Like a podcast. Now he drops his video device.
We need Yakety Sax to be playing right now.
Yeah. Okay. Go.
Yeah, so that's basically what it is. We don't really know much more than the details. There's a trailer out there with Lucario versus Machamp.
Yeah, I'm just watching that.
And I believe it's a CG trailer. It's not a gameplay trailer.
No, it's a gameplay.
Oh, is it a gameplay?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Pokemon cross Tekken. It just to me this announcement. It feels like Nintendo's just kind of they're a little bit desperate right now, and they're just sending out their franchises to be made by other. People?
What are you talking about? They have Amiibo.
Okay.
What?
What are you talking about?
Nintendo?
Yeah.
They have Amiibo coming out. They're going to get all the money.
No, but I feel like they're desperate for game ideas.
Oh.
They hired Koei to do their Dynasty Warriors Zelda. They hired, who does Ninja Gaiden?
Team Ninja?
No. Tecmo.
Tecmo and Team Ninja.
Team Ninja does Heavenly Sword.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so there's outsourcing, basically.
Or is it Ninja Theory?
Ninja Theory is Heavenly Sword. Team Ninja is Itagaki with DOA and Hayabusa.
Yes. They did Metroid.
Yeah.
And now Namco is doing Pokemon. I don't know. who signed the checks at Nintendo.
They're just like, whatever, crossovers everywhere.
So by now, what do you guys think is going to be the next big Nintendo sellout crossover game?
Oh, man. I don't even know.
Like a Mario first-person shooter?
You see, I don't think they would give up Mario.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true.
Who are, like, two... It could be, like, Kirby x Yoshi, because they both eat things.
Yeah.
I don't know, but they're both 2D platformers. So I don't know if that would be any different.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I can't... I'm just thinking of the most ridiculous genre.
Yeah.
And then putting them into it. So the all I can think about is basically... Let's say, like, Metroid.
Yeah.
But Metroid Hero.
Metroid Hero?
So then so it's like playing... a rhythm game,
but yeah.
Metroid. Oh, okay.
And you kill Metroids by hitting their buttons.
I was thinking Sonic Heroes. I'm like, I don't see the connection.
What's like a Nintendo license that people really want back, but what's a genre that they would never want it to be? That's pretty much...
Yeah.
Like, Earthbound is coming back, but it's... poker game.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I bet you it's gonna be... Who does the best beat 'em up right now? The Castle Crasher guys, right?
Yeah. Oh, what is it? What's their name? Super... No, that's not... That's Bastion Supergiant. I forget their name.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna say them doing a beat 'em up with the original cast of F-Zero.
Oh, just no racing. Yeah. It's just like a final fight style. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I think it's going to be. And I'm going to be so pissed. But yeah.
What if Mayor Mike Haggar is in it, then that'd be okay.
It's not going to be in it. It's F-Zero. It's going to be Captain Falcon, Falcon Punch and shit.
Falcon Punch. That's the super move when you press two buttons and it takes a part of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then we'll have... That was it Golden Fox? I forget his name.
Golden Fox?
I don't know. He drove the yellow machine.
Oh. Star Fox, but it's a racing game. Star Fox Kart Racing.
Oh. Yeah, it would be like Diddy Kong. So you have Power Wings, the Landmaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see that. Okay, yeah, but that was my pick of the week. Pockin. Get hype. Get Pockin. Excited.
Hacking.
Yo, I hope this is on the Evo tour.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I want to see some high level Pokken.
Yeah, I want to see Fortress in it and Electrode. Those are the Pokemon I want to see.
Oh my god.
I want a Wailord.
What? What?
Do you think they'll have a random slot or Ditto will just be random?
I think so. Yeah, the random slot will be random, but then it'll be a Ditto.
Nintendo send checks too.
Because then that means that. Every time you choose random, your character's gonna have the dots for eyes.
And will it be random?
It's like Mokujin.
Or will it be Mokujin where like every round he's a different random?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course, it's Tekken.
True random.
That's
okay.
Tekken, right? Okay. Yeah. So you set it to 5 rounds. Each round are always a different character. Yeah.
All right.
I always hated that in Tekken. I hated that.
The true random.
Yeah, because I could never remember who stands like how. And then, yeah.
And you're like, oh, this is... I still don't know who this is, even though I'm using him.
Yeah. Okay, let's keep it on the video game talk. Anthony, what's your pick of the week?
Yo, remember when the 3DS came out? And then they came out with a 3DS XL?
That old machine?
No, yeah, I know, right? Remember. So now they're coming out with another 3DS.
Yes.
The 3DS LL.
Yes.
So
No. The LL is just the name in Japan for
is
XL.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, okay. Then I don't know what it's called here. Or if they even
It's just
it.
Called the new.
The new 3DS?
XL, yeah.
Oh, so new 3DS, yeah. So the big thing about this one is it has amiibo support.
Yes.
So you'll be able to put all your fancy figurines
mm-hmm.
on it and then have stuff happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that it's got new hardware.
Yeah.
So it's got an analog stick now above the four face buttons. It's got new shoulder buttons. So, like a ZR and a ZL.
Nintendo describes them as their version of their triggers.
Yeah. And then apparently a slightly bigger screen, but I haven't seen any pictures of that. That's just rumor right now.
I think it honestly looks like the same size screen to me. Yeah. But...
And then also it's getting faster hardware and better software and faster hardware. Yes. So it'll be like... a legitimately better machine than all the other ones.
Yeah.
So they're saying it'll be backwards compatible with all your current 3DS games.
Of course.
But there's actually going to be this version DS exclusive games and stuff like that. So I thought this was like I should have expected it because it was like the Game Boy Advance and there was the SP and all that stuff.
Yeah, but I think the difference with the SP and the Advance or even the DS line.
Yeah, DS Lights.
Yeah, they kept it all. I guess while there were some different changes to it, there was never, I don't think it was ever as big as this, like, halfway through the life cycle.
I've never seen hardware changes. Like, they've taken out, like, backwards compatibility, they've made it smaller,
yeah,
and stuff like that, or made a screen bigger. But I've never seen them add buttons, or just make it faster.
Yeah, well, you know, they have done this before, with the, what is it, my favorite DS, which one is that one? The last DS.
Light?
No. The after one that.
No.
DSi?
The DSi. Okay. That, in my opinion, that's still Nintendo's best hardware. But that was a slight performance increase on the Lite.
But were there Lite exclusive games?
Technically, yes. Because it also had internet capabilities.
Oh, yeah, and the camera.
And then the camera, and it had, all those download games.
Oh, and the other feature of this is that internet will be filtered. So that for all those five people that are going on their internet, on the DS, it'll have built-in parental controls.
Well, I guess they must have read that recent article.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going to bring up too. Is that, was it Pornhub?
Yeah.
So Pornhub brought out a recent stat article where one of the biggest mobile user, like the biggest mobile device that is viewing their website are 3DSs. So all I'm imagining is these kids, their mom's like, yo, my mom bought me a 3DS. I could totally look up boobs. Yeah. I think cell phones were first.
Android was first.
Then it was Apple.
Yep, iOS.
Then it was it Vita?
I think it was... No, I think it was
3DS,
and then Vita.
And then Vita. But so then, Vita, Vita.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you look at how big the markets are, right?
So other than phones, most people are looking up porn on their 3DS mobily.
Yes.
So
get them.
And just to slightly expand on this article, like they really break it down. Like they show you like which console users, what they search for, who lasts the longest.
Yeah, keyword hits, stuff like that. Like they get deep.
Yeah.
So, keep it on the 3DS trend. Yeah.
But moving it back to Nintendo, this announcement of their new 3DS, are you guys... Playman's out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't even play games anymore.
Is it
yeah.
magic? No? Then no.
Yeah.
So, Anthony, are you going to buy a new 3DS?
It all depends. If Monster Hunter plays a lot better on that 3DS, then I totally would. Like, if it supports triggers, if it supports that second analog stick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then I would get it.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to buy this, but then I thought to myself, I'm going to buy this.
Of course we are, because we're sheep.
No, because this will give me the chance to get a 3DS I want. Assuming it gets made. Like, I want a themed 3DS, and I'm just crossing my fingers bravely so I can get the 3DS bundle.
You see the trailer for that? The
yes,
trailer?
Yes, I'm good. So pumped for that.
Yeah,
that looks great. And then, of course, this new 3DS, like you said, exclusive games to it. So the first one is Xenoblade Chronicles for all those who missed out on that game.
All those who didn't get the...
Who didn't buy it when it was $40 brand new.
That's cheap.
Yeah, and no one bought it.
And then EB Games is like, oh no, we have a stockpile that we found.
Yeah.
$80
and
used.
It's still one of the best RPGs on the Wii.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be the best one of the gen. I don't know.
So I guess as a little aside too, like, are you excited for the new Smash character?
Shulk? Not really.
What? He seems a lot like Palutena. He has like different modes. He's fast and he's powerful.
Yeah. The only thing that was sticking out in my mind is that in the game, he loves to scream backslash.
And he does that in the trailer.
That's too. All he does in this trailer.
Backslash.
Even in Japanese, he just says, Bakuslash.
Bakuslash.
So
what's that move? Is he just
It's a backslash.
So he just turns around and attacks?
Yes!
And that's what he's known for.
Yeah, well, it's like his only recorded dialogue. I don't know why.
I thought that there would be a meme there, because literally all the time that I saw him in that trailer, yeah, all he ever said was backslash.
Yeah, like he has other attacks.
Sure, whatever.
But
they're all versions of a backslash.
They're all just, you know, a subset of backslash.
Yeah. Like, is that one attack you saw, like, his sword opens up and the blue light comes out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a special.
Special backslash.
But yeah, he still backslashes with it, so.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I forget.
He looks cool, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then, of course, Nintendo announced their the first 12 Amiibo characters.
Oh, they did? I did not see those.
Yes, they're up for pre-order. Price tag. I don't know how much Infinity or Skylanders go for in the stores, guys.
I think they're, like, honestly, like, depending on the pack, I've seen them average around 20.
Like each?
Not singles. Like, those are like.
Okay, how about packs. Let's go for singles.
Singles? I don't know. I want to say 10.
10? Okay. Amiibos are going for 13, 14.
Okay.
Supreme. There's Link, Marth.
Yes. So Mario.
That's all I remember.
Yeah. The only ones I saw that I cared about were Marth and Samus.
Yeah, Marth looks
okay.
But yeah. I'm going to get in on this.
I'd be down for a Link.
Yeah, I just want to know, like, if they're going to do, like, different special posed versions of them.
Of course they are. Retailer exclusive colors.
Are you going to be down for Shadow Link?
Retailer exclusive colors. Shadow Link.
Not even. It's going to be Comic-Con exclusive stuff.
Comic-Con exclusive colors. He'll have different stats. So when you use him in your Smash game like a cheater, then he'll have better stats than regular Link, obviously.
Yeah. You know what? I think I might. Oh, that Smash Brothers 3DS. Is it going to be the new 3DS?
No, I think that's just the regular 3DS. Because that was announced way before.
Then I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out for that one then. Because that would have got me to get the new 3DS.
Okay. I want a Monster Hunter version. I want a Monster Hunter bundle. For 4. That's what I want.
Nah. Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be cool, but nah.
Yeah. The 3DS Monster Hunter for Ultimate came with in Japan, they came with, like, a leather case.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super nice.
I saw that, yeah. I saw, it was a case for the 3DS, but it was done like it was Rathalos skin.
Whoa, cool! Yeah.
That does seem pretty cool.
Yeah.
I want that.
Yeah. But yeah, anything else you wanted to say on the 3DS? Or Nintendo in general?
No.
Anything? No?
No, I just read the stats on that thing. That was pretty funny.
What?
The porn thing.
Oh, God.
Man, it's hilarious. I mean, on tablets, it's just the highest search thing was cartoon, meaning a lot of kids are just on there looking at hentai.
Yeah, and then every other thing is Lisa Ann.
Yeah, who is that?
She's
one of the most famous.
She's a
porn
legendary
stars.
Porn star.
Really?
Yeah,
Lisa Ann. She does a lot of MILF videos.
Oh my God! See, and of course
she herself is said MILF.
Well, the thing. Okay, here's the thing about Lisa Ann. She first came into the industry at like 92.
Yeah,
and then she left in 97.
Oh.
Because she had like an AIDS scare or something.
And then she came back.
Yes, and then she came back in 2006.
Just came back.
Phrasing.
Yeah.
But I'm Tish.
Yeah.
But I'm Tish all day.
That's who she is.
Jeez, okay.
Well, we're teaching our younger audience.
What young audience? What young
This
audience?
Is an explicit podcast.
Yeah.
You gotta be 18 or older to listen to
this. Yeah, that subscribe button only works if you're 18 and up. That's what I was told.
Oh, man. Weird. Anyway, I'm gonna go look that up today.
Okay, good. Tell us how it is next week.
Oh, I'll tell you right now.
Okay.
Gross.
Doing it right now.
Okay, so Blavin, your pick of the week?
So my pick of the week's gonna be quick. Magic.
Oh, okay.
Has now decided that they wanted to print money.
Okay.
What are you talking? They always printed money.
No. This is... Alright, so let me break it down for you.
Oh, here we go.
So, when you look at the color pie of Magic, there are 5 colors.
I see.
And they're all arranged in a circle, yes? Follow me? It's like white, blue, black, red, green.
Oh, that arrangement matters?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
So, the way they're supposed to be arranged is that their colors that are next to them are their most complementary colors. For example, white.
Whoa,
it's the
really?
Color of community and whatnot, and its allies are green and white. So green is about harmony, blue is about intelligence.
Yeah.
And, you know, they all work together, kind of. You
okay.
know, and of course its polar opposite is black, which is across the spectrum.
Makes sense. I like that.
Yeah. So, back in the day, there were these things called fetch lands. So
fetch lands
are lands of 2 colors, and it's a land, and you can pay 1 life, sacrifice this land, and look for a land of one of the two colors. For example, I show this to TJ. Scalding Tarn is a card that says, pay one life, search, sacrifice this land, and look for a an island or a mountain from your deck and put it into play.
Okay.
So it's two colors, right?
Yeah.
You can look for either one of two colors. And there's one already for all the allied pairs. Yes. No, enemy pairs. Enemy pairs. So blue and red, those aren't good together, but they have their own, you know, land searcher in these fetch lands.
Okay.
Right? So these ones came out in Zendikar, which was like the new borders.
Sure.
So the old ones from 12 years ago, called the Onslaught fetch lands, mm-hmm. were the allied colors. So blue-white, blue-black.
Is that like Tundra and stuff?
No, it's not
Tundra. Oh, no, no, those are just...
They're called, like, Windswept Heath, Bloodstained Mire. They're, like, old school. Like, and nobody could use those ones because they were in old borders, so they could only be played in Legacy.
Oh, okay.
So last night, Wizards revealed in the next set, Khan of Tarkir.
Okay, here we go with this. Go tell me.
After 12 years, yeah. They're reprinting him in this set. Five of the 10 overall Shocklands are now going to be released in this next set. And this is just going to print them so much money.
Wow.
Because everybody is going to buy as much as they can to get these fetch lanes. They've been 12 years. Like, when I went into the store today, our fetch land stock from the old ones have gone down dramatically in price.
Really?
Because they were so old before, right? 12 years ago.
That's true.
And the only way we could get them was having the old version. So they were very expensive. Very, very expensive. But now they've all gone way, 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 way down.
So I guess, like, the whole vintage history doesn't really matter.
What do you mean vintage history?
Like, because it's older, like, that doesn't add any extra value to it?
Yeah, because some cards are never going to be reprinted.
No, but, like, if there's a reprinting, like, the
old... Oh, yeah, the old ones just go straight, spike straight down.
Okay.
Yeah. So these fetch lands were the thing that everybody wanted to come back, and they finally brought them back. So this set is going to be super, super crazy because everybody's going to be drafting it, even if they don't want to be drafting it, just so they can open their cards. And there's going to be a lot of demand for it. So I hope Wizards prints out an obscene amount because this is what everybody wants.
Yes.
These fetch lands. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
But what's cool about these ones is that they are based on the land of, like, the Khans of Tarkir land or whatever. And it's all about dragons, right? So all of the new... fetch lands have dragon bones in them, and they all have a little bit of flavor text and stuff about dragons.
These lands have flavor text?
Yeah, this is the first time these fetch lands have flavor text.
Wow.
So everybody wants them as well. And they also come with a sweet foil stamp at the bottom, which they just started doing.
Oh,
yeah, wow. So these are going to be good. And the big thing about them is that they are printed in the rare slot.
Oh.
So they're not even mythic rare. Mythic, but... Yeah. So, you could open them quite easily in the packs.
Have a better chance.
Yeah, so, last night, the minute they announced it, everybody on Twitter was all over it, and...
So, you're going to buy a box?
I'm going to buy lots and lots of boxes, I'm also going to buy lots and draft lots and lots and lots, and trade aggressively for them.
Wow.
So, it's going to be quite a ride come September 26th. It's going to be...
Oh, 26th? That's like 26 days away!
Yeah, it's like very, very close. It's going to be crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and they also released a bunch of spoilers since they had a PAX party. So they released the Planeswalkers that are coming back and whatnot, and certain things about the decks. And they released all the mechanics for all the clans now. Right, so there's some pretty cool ones that are coming back. So it's going to be a pretty crazy set.
Yeah, wow.
And also, now Magic is also changing their schedule of releasing. So usually in Magic, they do 3 set blocks.
Mm.
So this one was... Theros, then Born of the Gods, then Journey into Nyx.
Yes.
Then Corset for every year. Then Khans of Tarkir, set number 2 in that block, set number 3 in that block.
Mm-hmm.
Starting after Magic 2016, no more Corset. It's just going to be the sets that go...
Oh, the theme sets?
No, it's going to be large set, small set.
Uh-huh.
Large set, small set.
Oh, whoa.
Large set, small set. Large set, small set. It's only going to be 2 sets per block.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're only going to do that over and over again.
That starts 2016?
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I saw the 2015 core set. It's white, right? The box?
White and black, yeah.
Is it white and black or white and purple?
White and black. Or white, black, purple. But, like, it's just off, like, everything is white and then black would be the edges. Why?
No, I was like, oh, I like that box.
Yeah, it looks really nice. But I think the core set's selling poorly, so that's why they're just scrapping it. And so, yeah, now instead of 3-set blocks, they only have 2-set blocks. So they just want to make a world, expand on it in one set, go to another world, expand on it in a smaller set. Go to another world, expand it in a smaller set.
Okay, cool.
So it's going to be crazy.
Sounds neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it, was it Magic the Gathering, the official Twitter, where they were releasing some, like, art stills of people, and they had, like, new clans and stuff. Mm-hmm. They seemed really cool.
Yeah, even TJ looked at them and said they reminded him of, like, Mongolian theme.
Yeah, there was, like, one clan who was, like, they didn't fight to gain territory, they just fight to fight, or just to get strong, pretty much.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders, pretty cool. Yeah, so, yeah, this set looks really flavorful and really fun, and I can't wait to draft it. But the fetch lands were the big news, and that's what everybody's going to be aiming for.
Wow.
All day or a day.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so Wizards decided they needed a little more money. And this is how they did it.
Neat.
Yep.
Cool.
For sure. All right.
You know who else had a big announcement besides Wizards?
Who?
Sanrio.
Oh, yeah, it turns out that Hello Kitty's not a cat.
Yeah,
apparently. What is she then?
Well, she's not a human.
So she's some sort of...
She's a character.
What?
Yeah.
So meta.
Do you know what they actually said? They're like, well, Mickey Mouse isn't a mouse.
Oh, yes, he is.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, he is.
Disney's never explicitly said he wasn't a mouse.
He's an anthropomorphic mouse.
It's in his gosh darn name.
I don't know. I think the Japanese are just flipping out over this semantic argument.
I think someone at Sanrio, like, lost a bet.
Yeah.
And they're like, if you lose this, you have to tell people that Hello Kitty's not a cat. And he's like, God damn it.
Oh, man, that's funny.
There's, like, no reason for this announcement. Like, why would this even be announced?
So she's just...
The controversy, right?
It's literally only for the controversy. Yeah. It's like that whole thing with Nicki Minaj's wardrobe malfunction and it happened to be fake.
Well, that's true. Maybe Sanrio just needed publicity.
Yeah. The only bad publicity is no publicity.
Exactly. That's what I like to hear.
Boom.
There. All right, then. Rawr. There you go. You learn something new every day.
Yep.
Let's move into our weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to TJ and Vince's TV Check-In,
a brand new segment where we give our super quick impressions on a featured program. This week, we're talking about Sword Art Online 2, Episode 9, Death Gun. So TJ, what did you think?
I really like this episode of Sword Art Online. Death Gun showed a little bit more of his tricks, and what I'm hoping to see from future episodes is how Kirito saves the day once again. So what do you think?
I had thought this episode was fun as well. My highlight would have to be seeing Kirito use all of his lightsaber skills. And going forward, I hope to see more of Shinon on the screen because I feel like she's been a little bit shafted ever since Kirito arrived.
Alright, well, if you have any thoughts on this week's episode, email us at tniab.letters@gmail.com.
Anyways, that's all from us. Logging out. Okay, Anthony, you've been telling me that you've been doing some various things.
I have been doing various things.
Ooh, I love how you picked them first to see if you remember. Put them on the spot, good.
What are these various things? I want to know about Boyhood Last.
Okay, so I finished a manga.
Oh.
I believe, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, I forget. It's called Angel Densetsu.
Nope.
Blavin told me about it because he thought I recommended it to him, but I have no clue what it was.
Oh.
And so I started reading it, and what it is, it follows this high school boy. He is... like, quite literally, the nicest boy you would ever meet. He is kind, he's gentle, but he has the face of the devil. He just looks evil. And so, it's a slice-of-life high school comedy about people judging him by his looks, and then getting the wrong take on him. And he gets into fights with people with other bonchos and stuff. He becomes the high school guardian, which is, like... the gang leader of the high school.
Wait, how long have you been reading this?
For a long time.
Okay, because I'm like, I know this isn't the first time you've...
No, it's not the first time. It's been like... Okay, so the manga was fun.
Yeah.
It's good. It's only like 86 chapters or so.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's very repetitive.
Oh.
They use the same gag over and over, which is misunderstanding.
So would you say it's like Monster of the Week and like, how does my face get...
Yeah, how does someone... mistaken me for the devil this time.
Okay.
Right? And so I've been reading it off and on. Like, I'll read this, I'll read an arc, and I'll go read a bunch of other stuff, and I'll come back and do that. Yeah. And it was kind of a nice filler in between some of the more serious stuff I've been reading.
Mm-hmm.
But it was cute, I'll say that. Like,
okay.
It was fun. Like, if you're looking for just, like, a nice filler manga, like, you don't want to think too much, you don't want to have all these, like, story plot points to keep track of, like, One Piece or something. Like, it's a fun time. It's old. I think it's like early 90s to mid 90s.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's pretty old, so the art kind of shows.
Jeez.
Yeah. But it's all about like transition gags and kind of slapstick comedy and stuff.
Right.
So it was pretty fun. And then the other thing I did was, you mentioned, I went and watched Boyhood.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a new movie that came out. It stars, I don't know anybody in this movie.
I've never heard of this movie.
So the crazy thing about this movie is that it's about, like, you know how there's like slice of life? This is like a literal slice of life. It takes place over this boy's 12 years, from a little kid to entering college. And it's just about him growing up. And the cool thing about this movie is that over 12 years, they use the same actors and actresses. So they were filming this movie over a course of 12 years.
Oh, really?
And so they had the same kid from when he was tiny, like a little kid, wow, all the way to 18, college age.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Is it a documentary or what?
It's not like a documentary. It's just, it's a story about this kid growing up, but it's kind of filmed, I guess, in a way of a documentary. There's no like overarching problem. It's just about living life and about what life means to different people, not only this boy, but the people around him, what situations you'll face, like how his mom and how his dad handle things and stuff like that. It's a movie about life. And I can totally see why it is being nominated for all these awards, because it is the artsiest shit I have seen in a long time. But needless to say, it was really good. Who's in it? Ethan Hawke is in it. And then Patricia Arquette. They are the two main parents. And then a bunch of no-names that I don't know.
Yes, it looks like the boy is a big no-name.
Ellen Coltrane?
Yeah.
I have no clue who that is.
Yeah.
But yeah, Ethan Hawke played a really cool character. I liked him.
Ellen Coltrane?
The Coltrane?
Coltrane!
Oh, I miss Gears of War. Yeah, this movie had a budget of $4 million.
Oh.
Over 12 years.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Okay, I want to know. Over 12 years, the past 12 years, I'm pretty sure cinematography and just the equipment has improved drastically. Mm-hmm. So, is there some sort of like filter they put on, some sort of color correction to make all the pieces of the film look identical and consistent?
So,
or does the movie look old?
It all looks like, resolution wise, like and stuff like that, yeah, it all looks good from mm-hmm. the beginning. So I guess there's some sort of like remastering they've done,
yeah,
over the old stuff. But you can tell in the way things are filmed that film has evolved as
well.
Oh,
just the medium.
So, like, in terms of the way they shoot scenes and stuff like that.
That was the thing I wanted to know most, yeah. Because the idea sounds great, but how do you get around things like that?
Mm, right. But the one way they get around it is that a lot of the very, very early year stuff,
yeah,
they don't spend a lot of time on. When he's like a really little kid before preschool, like, that scene is about 5 minutes, and then time jumps to him entering elementary school.
Yes,
and then that takes about 30 minutes.
Okay,
and then it jumps. The longest portions are when he's in when he's becoming a teenager and when he's going off to college. So like entering high school and leaving high school.
Okay,
and those are kind of like really big transition moments for him. This movie's also very long.
How long are we talking?
It felt like it was at least, like, 2.5 hours, I want to say.
Sounds about right. 164 minutes.
Yeah. 164
minutes. Sounds good.
But yeah. It was, I really enjoyed it. It was a good movie. It's different than, like, say, like, Guardians or something,
mm-hmm.
where I can easily explain to you. It's like, yo, that was sick, because this guy blew up this thing, and then they jumped into a spaceship, and they traveled the galaxy, and I was sick. I saw the movie yesterday, and I still sometimes, like, I'm still thinking about the movie. Like, mm-hmm. it's a very introspective movie.
Okay.
It makes you kind of think about, like, what your life is, or how maybe other people grew up. Or, like, when I was this age, now that I'm older seeing this movie, like, the stuff I didn't realize as a kid, but you see it play out in front of you and stuff like
right.
that.
Right.
So, yeah.
Cool.
It's very artsy introspective movie.
Neato.
It was cool. I recommend it if you're in for serious time.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's all the new stuff in my week. All
right. Laban, how has your week been?
Speaking of the galaxy,
oh, here we
go. I watched a movie.
Oh.
And the movie is called Space Pirate Captain Hardlock.
Oh.
So this movie is about an old character from the 1960s, I guess. I can't remember. Captain Harlock?
70s.
70s? Yeah, Captain Harlock. So he's a space pirate in a giant ship. A giant spaceship with a skull in the front.
Uh-huh.
Called Arcadia. Now this movie is kind of reminds me of the movie Spirits Within and Advent Children because it's all computer generated and really nice
computer generated. That either sounds like the best thing or the worst.
It looks really, really good.
Okay.
And apparently this got not universal, but a lot of bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently they butchered Captain Harlock and what he stayed for and whatnot. Yeah. But man, if you know nothing about him, this movie's pretty good.
Mm.
This movie is just one big action flick.
Okay.
It's really well done. All the ideas are pretty cool. The ship itself is really cool. Captain Harlock's really cool. It's just oozing of coolness.
So like Advent Children.
Yeah. But then if you know all about it, it's kind of one of those things where it didn't live up to the expectation that I wanted it to. Man, I don't like it.
Okay.
And I guess because I didn't really grow up with Captain Harlock. And
I don't think any of us did.
Yeah, and I don't think
I just know he's a cool spaceship with a skull on it. Yeah.
Yeah, and so there you go. It's just a nice, fun action film to watch.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. And it's really cool to compare the characters that they had in this movie with their original selves because they were drawn so poorly back in the day.
Yeah.
And they look really good right now.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, Captain Harlock looked pretty cool and he was drawn poorly as well. So, because you can't really go along with the space pirate, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looked really good. It was really fun to watch. It's kind of serious, but there's a lot of cool sci-fi stuff. Their ships are cool. Their methods of attacking with their ships are cool.
So what's the overarching plot?
So the overarching
plot. If you were to sell this to someone.
So basically, people overpopulated the Earth, so they moved to space.
Sounds like a Gundam.
And then space was too awful, so they tried to move back into Earth.
Oh, no.
And then there was too many people from everywhere trying to get back into Earth.
No.
And then they said no.
Oh,
so there is a governing body that said no, and we're making these four ships that will stop everyone from getting there. But then, the only people going allowed back in were high-ranking politicians.
Of course.
And one of the four ships was piloted by Harlock.
Yeah.
And he's like, man, that's so unfair. So he turns on the other three ships, and then battles them, kills them, and then he also ends up becoming basically a criminal.
Oh,
because
he didn't like the pirate.
Yeah, he doesn't like the unfairness that only the bigwigs get to go back to Earth.
So he's more like a Robin Hood.
Yeah, kind of.
He wants criminal.
He wants Urbody to come back to Mother Earth.
Okay,
but yeah, his ship's really cool.
Yeah, I know. I've seen the arcade a lot of times. It looks very cool.
He uses like black smoke.
Yeah,
to, like, do stuff. And,
yeah,
like, dark matter teleportation.
Yeah,
it's pretty damn cool. And it's just a lot of the things that they have in the movie, just random backdrop things, such as one of the main characters in the movie, he's a paraplegic.
Uh-huh.
So he rides in his wheelchair, but it morphs into, like, its own podium, and then morphs back down to a wheelchair, and then it can hover and stuff. It just looks really cool, yeah. Just a lot of detail. The suits that they wear in the Arcadia and whatnot, just a lot of detail. It's really cool.
Yeah, cool.
So I definitely recommend it if you want just a quick action movie to watch.
Mm.
But if you're more in a funny mood, you should watch Archer.
Oh, right, yeah, this is on your list.
Yeah, I just finished season 5, which is called Archer Vice.
Mm-hmm.
So season 5 marks a huge departure from what the Archer cast usually does. And I won't spoil anything, but
it's different.
It's totally different, yeah. And I found it really, really funny. And it's amazing to me that the Archer cast was kept pretty fresh throughout all 5 seasons. They kind of grow a lot. And you kind of start understanding more about each character, even though they all get little bits of screen time here and there. And there's quite a large cast in their group of their motley crew. I mean, I think there's around 8 of them. But they're all pretty funny, and they change quite drastically from one season to the next. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Archer Vice, definitely recommend it. It's really fun. It's probably one of my more favorite seasons, just because I think it was very different from what the other 4 seasons did.
Oh, so, okay. Is it definitely going to be like in the fandom? It's going to be you either liked Archer before season 5 or after season 5?
I think everybody kind of likes this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because like after 4 seasons of just special agenting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so basically they become a drug cartel.
Yeah.
Oh.
And before they were a secret agency, right? Okay. So it's totally different.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of put
on the wrong other side of the law.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really, really cool.
Neat.
So yeah, that's been my week. I just finished those two
things. Cool. For my week, I played a card game.
No way. It's Magic. I
totally did.
Ascension.
No. So Gen Con happened a couple of weeks back.
Okay.
Right? The big board gaming convention.
Deserved.
And one of the big games to come out of Gen Con that I heard of was this card game called Star Realms. And it's a two-player deck building game.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want it, it's like less than $10.
I'm on board.
Okay. It's been so popular that if you want it now, it's $80.
What?
Damn. Until it comes back into print.
Okay.
But there is an iOS app, and I decided to check that out. I checked it out, and it's a pretty capable deck building game. Like the theme is more space.
Okay.
Spaceships and bases and I guess fight like TIE fighters and stuff or like pilots fighting people.
Okay.
And it pulls a lot of the great big mechanics that you'll know from deck building games.
Like drawing cards?
Yeah. Like you have 5 cards and there's a pool of 6 for you to choose from. I think the thing that makes this game stand out is that it is just 2 people.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Like, it is just...
to literally crush you.
Yeah. So you're only going to be against one person, and it's... the games last maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with people in party games, but I just want to prove that I'm mentally superior to another person.
Exactly.
That's all I want to do.
Exactly. And that's what this game does. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I love deck building games. They're probably my favorite style of board game.
You would.
That have come out in the recent couple years. And this is a good one. Check it out on the iOS. The best thing about this, the iOS version, is the tutorial. Because I think one of the hardest things when you're trying to teach someone, or when you want to play a deck building game, is trying to teach someone new. Like the concept of, well, why would I discard my hand? Or, I don't understand what the point is. Why do I want cards in the middle?
Yeah.
Right? So...
freaking noobs.
Yeah. But no, the tutorial is great. So there you go. Star Realms, check it out. iOS and Android. And then I was on my Xbox, and I got EA Access. So EA Access is a subscription program. I think it's $30 a year.
Sports?
I don't know. So I tried it out for a month.
Madden?
$5 for the month. And it got me to the EA Vault, which has all the games I could want to play and download.
MLB?
No, that's Sony. That's Sony. They had, get this, FIFA 14. Madden,
sports.
Madden 14.
It's sports.
Sports.
Peggle 2.
Sports.
And Battlefield 4.
Oh, man. Did you say Peggle 2?
Peggle 2.
Peggle 2.
I really bought it in the hopes that Plants vs. Zombie Garden Warfare would have been there, but it wasn't.
Too new, man.
Okay, so that game, right?
Yeah.
Are you only the zombies? Or do you play as the plant side, too?
You're the plant side.
Plants vs. Zombie, the third-person shooter game?
Yeah.
So you're not the zombie side?
I think...
because in the video, in the trailers, they look like they were from behind the back of a zombie.
Maybe. Or are I you think you're both.
You can play both.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then each has their specific classes and stuff.
Okay.
But that wasn't there, so I got Battlefield 4. And then I saw that it was like 40 gigs to download. I said, if this finishes, then I'll play it, and then I'll talk about it on the podcast. Guess what? It didn't finish in time. So
really? How long has it been downloading? Years?
No. Like, I don't know. Well, I'm sure it's done now, but by the time it finished, I just didn't care.
I didn't see your Xbox on. It might have finished and shut off.
Yeah. So I'll talk about that next week.
We should play Madden.
I didn't download that because that's like 20 gigs.
Oh, man. Madden's super important for me.
And FIFA is like 12.
Madden!
Sports games are the hardest games to play. Like, simulation sports games, they're harder than any RPG.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Every year they get harder.
Too much stat tracking.
Like, PS2 like, Madden, I was like, yeah,
the problem with modern sports games is you can only play them if, with the mentality that you're gonna min-max. That's the only way you can play them.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, everybody I talk to, they're like, oh yeah, I gotta get my cards for that NBA 2K15. I'm like, cards?
I gotta make my ultimate team.
There's cards?
Yeah, NBA 2K15 has, like, a card thing where, like...
FIFA has it, too.
Yeah, where, like, you... It gives you, like, stats to your players, or it helps you draft the best legendary players, and it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Just go out and play the actual sport.
No, because if you're following the thing, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, true.
It's like fantasy football, right?
Oh my god, so, speaking of that,
yeah,
I finally figured out what that was.
It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh my god, it is!
Yeah.
It's just D&D Nerd Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
It's guys literally making fantasy teams and playing them against each
That's
other.
That's why it's called fantasy football!
That's crazy!
What did you think it was?
Whoa! It's just dudes sitting around, yeah, just making up teams. Like, yeah. That's crazy!
Yeah.
They put money on it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's a huge business.
Uh-huh.
What?
People have apps that automatically keep
track of apparently everything. Just keeps track of all of it.
Yeah.
The Xbox One has a feature where, like, you can unload your fantasy stats onto it. So as the game is playing, you can see how it affects
your live fantasy update stats.
Yeah.
So I guess what it is that sports is cool enough.
Yeah.
That you can do this and not
be
weird.
Yeah.
That when you put D&D aspects
into it. No, but I mean, like, for example, if Anthony started doing a league, fantasy league.
Yeah, we'd laugh at him.
Ha 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 ha.
But if he did a football fantasy league, we would
laugh at him.
Yes, we would. We would.
But other people wouldn't.
They would praise you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They would let you in
to
their homes.
Exclusive clubs.
Yeah.
I own a football jersey. I can be one of them.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, there you go, right?
Well, we have to do an expose on one of those one day.
Yeah. Is there a fantasy football league documentary I can watch?
Yeah, I just want to know.
I need to know more.
I just want
to
know
more. Or baseball. It doesn't matter. It has to be a sport, though.
Yeah.
Formula One Fantasy League?
Nah, that's different. You can't do that.
Can you not?
I'm sure wouldn't work. They don't play enough or race enough.
Or race enough? Maybe you can get like pit crew stats.
True.
Like there's not enough going on in the
true.
Sport.
Race.
To
I guess you can't really be along the lines of.
You know how like there's like, oh, Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Or... It's like
Monday Night
September
Wrestling.
Race.
Yeah. You know, it's like, woo!
I literally moved up to first place after this one guy just won.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are some. I just don't...
I mean, you could just rig the stats so you can look how many left turns they made.
I bet in Gundam Build Fighters there are people who have, like, a Gunpla Fantasy League.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Guitars.
I'm sure they do.
So you asked last week if Blaze did watch Persona 4, the animation. He has.
Mm-hmm.
He just hasn't watched Golden. I think he's waiting until it's all done.
Okay, yeah. Because I think they have one more episode left or two more. Okay, cool. Okay, moving on. Like I mentioned last week, I got a whole bunch of toys and stuff. So
as usual,
I'm going to show you guys something different. Okay?
Is it not a toy?
These are adults collector items.
So this is a sex toy.
Ages 14 and up only.
So literally
junior size sex toy.
Okay.
There's nothing more that I think this is going to be.
Now,
a sex
before
toy.
I show you, I'm going to tell you guys right now, you guys got to be careful with these ones.
This is totally a sex toy.
Cuz you can't really I haven't opened them yet, so you just gotta...
They're fresh.
They're minty fresh,
they're minty
okay?
Fresh.
They haven't been used yet. Okay?
Pretty sure this only talks about
a
sex
toy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ba-boom!
What are these?
Oh, gross.
They're like ugly-ass Firefly toys.
Oh, these toys are awful.
Yes, they are.
These are so bad!
Why would you get this? $12.99?
Reaction.
Dude, what?
I love your expression. So, I like collecting a lot of the high-end stuff.
Dude, they have the same face. This is they just colored it differently. They put a beard on one.
So these are the Firefly reaction figures. What we have in front of us is Captain Malcolm Reynolds and Jane Cobb.
Did the company really think this was a good?
So, I looked at these and I thought, when they first announced these, I thought, these look like garbage. And I'm going to buy them. So they came out, and they looked even worse in person, and I bought them. Anyways, in the 70s, in the 70s and 80s, you guys remember Star Wars came out those years?
Yeah.
The original Kenner-style Star Wars figures looked like this.
Yeah, they did.
Okay. So
they even had the large photo on the side.
Yeah. So this the company who makes this is Funko. The guys do the pop vinyls.
Yep.
And they have the license to everything. And they just said, this year we're going to reintroduce a figure line called Reaction Figures. Okay? And these entire line of figures are meant to homage that original idea. from the 70s and 80s. And that's what it is. It's just a novelty thing.
Yeah.
So I always thought, oh, if I bought these, I would never open them because they look like garbage. What do I do with them?
They look worse than Lego figures.
You bought two and opened one.
No, no.
Okay.
However, I'm going to pay some big bucks to get the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive ones. What? Yes.
What do they have there?
So the exclusive is Captain Malcolm Reynolds, only he's wearing his brown coat.
Okay.
And then the other one is this one here, Jane Cobb, only he's wearing his
hat.
His hat. His
trademark hat. That is. Why did you get the whole crew?
They're not all out yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're going to get the whole crew?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, it, if you look on the back, like... Yeah, that looked like crap.
So where did you get these?
I actually got these at our local comic shop, Big B Toys.
Oh, or Big B
Comics.
Comics. Damn.
Like, I had the whole wave on pre-order online, but then I wanted to wait until they all came into stock.
Yeah.
But then I walked into our comic shop, and I saw them there, and I'm like, I'll buy them now.
Did they laugh at you for buying them?
No. They're just like, oh, cool, Firefly toys. I'm like, yeah, they look like junk. But hey.
Junko.
But I'm a fan, so what are you going to do? What I'm actually going to do is going to buy a big black piece of board.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to...
Hang them?
Yeah, hang them on the board, then keep that board around like a poster.
Oh, cool.
So I have like a 3D poster in my room and stuff. But yeah, so I mean, they... not what you expected, huh?
Those are bad, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're...
I mean...
It's literally been years of high-quality, well-made toys. Literally.
Yeah.
Their margins must be good. I mean... It must cost $1 to make, and you sell it for 13. I mean,
I imagine a lot of the price is going to the license.
I mean, like,
but yeah,
they can't be much here.
But I don't think they cost much to make.
They must be hollow too. I mean,
yeah, I don't even know why they have joints in them.
Sure, if you can call those joints.
Yeah,
joints, air quotes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's that. The next thing I did was I continued on with the Gundam campaign that I've been doing,
or campaign
projects I've been doing.
Yeah,
this week I got a couple new model kits. Last week I talked about the Build Strike, right? The small one. I found the Master Grade version for a really good price.
Pew!
Didn't build it; it's just in my hangout somewhere. I'll build it later. But I got a package from places I buy stuff, and I got two kits. I got Miss Sazabi and Amazing Exia, and I built Amazing Exia. Now, I don't know if you guys remember, but a couple months back, I showed you Exia Dark Matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It
looked like Exia, only he was black and red,
mm-hmm.
and his backpack looked like Laserbeak.
Yeah.
So this was the kit that's actually based off of. Like, this was the original colors before he went evil in the anime.
Okay.
I hope this is also very bad. Like those Firefly toys.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just so I could keep the theme up?
Just to keep the theme of terrible toys.
Well, I'll tell you right now, as far as the Build Fighters kits are concerned, the Exias are probably one of the worst.
Okay.
Because they're based off of model kits that came out in 2008 as opposed to 2013.
And okay. Whatnot. Okay.
So just remember that. But I tried some new techniques, some new panel line techniques, some new painting techniques, and some new finishes to create it.
You're deep now. You're in it.
I'm in it. And this week, instead of talking so much about the model kit, I'm going to talk about the process.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, here it is, fully done. And I... First things first, I probably shouldn't have used a kit that I really enjoy as the test bed for all my new ideas God. And such.
No, oh my lord.
What?
Just, I can see the testing.
Yeah. So, like, if you ever want to, like, fully deck out your kit, like, paint it and add top coat, do all the stickers and whatnot... The actual process, like the steps, isn't as complicated as I thought it would be. It's actually very easy, and as long as you just write it down somewhere or keep a mental track of how to do it,
mm-hmm.
it's easy to do. The hard part is learning about like all the little nuances involved with painting and top coating. Like,
oh, you have to brush side to side, not up and down.
Well, I used all air sprays.
Okay.
Okay. But even that, like just learning the technique, like foot away, and it's not continuous things.
It's just like...
No, like it's quick.
Oh, okay.
Quick fluid motions in the same direction. But then you also have to worry about the temperature.
What?
Right? Because if it's cold...
Okay.
What happens when it's cold on your windows?
Frost.
It frosts. The top coat I used a flat coat on this. If it's very cold, it'll have a frosted finish.
Oh, cool.
I thought it looked cool at first. Because I was like, yeah, it looks like my Gundam's always cold. But then I thought, it's not really even with everything else. So then I tried, okay, what if I do it outside? And outside it was...
blistering hot.
Blistering hot. But more than that, it was humid.
Okay.
And the problem with humidity is the finish, the liquid won't dry because it's too much moisture in the air, right?
Yeah.
And so it'll bubble up and you'll end up with white streaks.
Oh, wow.
That seems worse than frosted.
Yeah. So after I learned about all this, oh, mind you, I learned this as I was doing this kit. So yes, I've probably like redone this kit a couple times. And then there's just things like, oh, how do these top coats react with the certain paints I have? And something that I didn't know was that, like, I really want to use a flat coat for this one. And you can tell, like, he doesn't look like he's plastic anymore.
Mm.
He looks like he's fully painted and stuff. The problem with the flat coat is it's very, very sensitive to the ink I used for panel lining. So when I did it, what happened was all the panel lines, it looks like I overdid the panel lining when it finished.
But you didn't.
But I didn't, right? So, like, the ink would spread out.
Okay.
And then instead of just being in the line, it would be all around it.
Yeah.
And so then I would have to redo that. Like, it's really... On the X-ray, it's really evident on his ass thrusters.
But...
Oh, Jesus.
Like, because I was just like, I give up. I can't really do it. But, for the most part, I'm pretty happy with the turned out. There's a couple little things that I need to learn how to do better. And I need better... I need a proper place where I can spray.
Oh,
just okay. Like paint or any top coat, because ideally I'd like to do it outside, but with
living here, near a lake.
Yeah, here it's either raining or it's just blistering humidity. Mm-hmm. And if it's not that, then it's too cold.
Yeah. Only it's you're gonna have an exclusively frosted line.
So I'm thinking maybe if I just do it here in the basement, like in the other room where there's really no one there,
yeah,
and I can spray chemicals, but then I need to get like whatever the hottest light bulbs I can get just to create heat.
Go to a pet store or something?
Sounds like you're growing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And, yeah. But, yeah. The other thing, too, is once you fully paint and you add stuff to your kit,
yeah,
I didn't realize how much more careful you have to be now with touching it and stuff, because it's easily prone to scratches.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the finish will scratch off faster. Also, this kit has a lot of clear parts on it. Everything that's green is clear.
Yeah,
you have to take that stuff off before you apply your final coat, because it'll fog up.
So, this isn't a new Exia kit. This is your old Exia, right?
No, this is a new kit.
Oh, so yeah. You bought a second Exia.
No, this is from a new series. Oh, it's from
based on Exia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's from the same series, but it's he has two different colorations in the anime.
Oh,
this is the original coloration, which showed up for like 5 minutes before he went evil and turned red.
Okay.
So you did all this coat after you built him?
So, yes, like, I did the test fit to make sure everything was right, and if there's any adjustments I needed to do while I was going to paint or whatnot. And then I took it apart and did things separately.
You built it twice.
Yeah. Dang. Well, not entirely twice. Like, I kept the limbs together.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, for the most part, yeah.
Damn, son.
I just realized how far in I am now. There's no stopping me.
There's the rope is gone. You're literally just falling deeper and deeper into the hole.
Yeah, this hole is whatever.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Jesus.
But so now that I've experimented with this smaller one, I'm gonna try
perfect grade.
So that's eventually the goal. I just gotta find a perfect grade I want to do. Because there's no perfect grade out there that I like.
What are you talking about? What's his face red frame?
No thanks.
Yeah.
No. There's no perfect grade that I like yet, so I don't know. The eventual goal is that I hope to be able to be good enough to one day tackle a car model kit.
Wow. So you can be accepted by all the people?
Yes. What eventually, because I know what's going to happen, this year's Mercedes Formula 1 car is going to be a model kit eventually. And I want to have my skills good enough to do that. And the only tough thing I'm thinking about is how do the... On this year's car, it's silver, but it's chrome. I want to know how you get that finish from painting. So,
wow.
I heard there's a whole bunch of just sitting there rubbing it.
Hey,
rubbing one out.
Yeah, that's what I heard it is. So, but yeah, no. I will say, it definitely makes your model kit look a hell of a lot better if you put more time into it, obviously. But yeah.
Totally thought that you your next step was actually gonna be building ships in a bottle.
Oh my god, that would be something else.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I have no idea.
Piece by piece.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awful.
You take tweezers
and you take little pieces. To look up a time lapse of that.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
My grandpa used to do it.
Jesus. That's meticulous.
He did about three.
And then?
And then he died.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going somewhere else. But okay.
No, this is like an old age hobby.
Okay. But yeah, no, I'm really enjoying building Gundams.
The shield came off, and I don't know how to get it back on.
It plugs onto his forearm.
Oh, forearm. I was trying to put it into his hand.
No, there's a hole in his forearm.
Yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So artistic, though.
I wouldn't call this artistic.
Why not?
I would call it a hobby that makes you lose your mind.
These paralyzers keep smudging!
Yes. But yeah, so I've been going around looking for places to buy paint and top coat and stuff.
So you need to tell me, like, why did those people judge you for buying robots?
Because they built, they're old men who built cars and military vehicles. Vehicles that are important to our history.
Robots are cool.
Not some silly Japanese robots.
Robit.
First they're importing our cars, now they're importing our toys.
Yeah.
Awful.
See?
That's pretty funny.
But,
I also don't know how to get this sword back.
Well, you're just useless.
Hey!
But there you go, that's the show. Nothing more else to say? You guys have anything you want to say? You're good?
Ooh! Jeez, I do.
Mm.
Music recommendations.
Oh god, here we go.
Skippin' by Mario. And I'm talking about, and you asked me before if it was Mario, or are you, say I'm just a friend Mario, and say you're just a friend Mario.
Okay.
Yeah, so give that one a listen.
Okay.
You know what song I actually really like? You know that one song that goes, na na, na 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 na. No, like.
What?
Yeah. Not ringing a bell, man.
What?
Oh, really? No. It's by Sam Smith or something?
Not really.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really good song. And more whiny songs. Have you heard Taylor Swift's new song? No, what is it? Is it good?
I don't know.
You don't like Usher's new song. I don't like you.
No.
Have you heard Katy Perry's new song?
Yes.
I don't like that song.
I don't like that one either.
Did you like Katy Perry?
She's okay.
Okay.
If you want to give us your song recommendations of the season,
don't send them in.
You can totally send them in. Sure. Write them on the Facebook wall. And find us at google.com.
Send us as many indie things as you can to satisfy Anthony.
Yeah.
But I already know them. I'll be like, 100,000 hits.
Two?
So mainstream. So mainstream.
Oh, I thought like 10,000 hits was mainstream, but I guess not.
Yeah, Anthony has, if it's more than two hits, it's getting out of range.
I didn't create this? Ugh, gross.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it. That's our show.
Yep.
If you're going back to school this week, well, congratulations. We applaud you.
Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Make new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Join a team. Join a club.
Yeah, and also watch out for Anthony's debut EP. It's coming out next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming straight from Hammertown.
Yeah, so Steel City's played in your dorm room, you know?
So a lot to look forward to this week and next. Yeah. There you have it.
Mm-hmm.
We will see you in 1 week's time.